Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message I began yesterday, Perfect in Heart. And we want to see what the scriptures have to say about that. That is something as God's people, while we will never be without sin in this life, we'll be tempted to fall short of God's glory in act or thought or attitude. Yet our hearts, we can take great consolation from the scriptures. Our hearts may and should be perfect with the Lord our God. And to begin, I'd like to reference a prayer that King Solomon prayed at the dedication of the temple, found in 1 Kings, the 8th chapter. And it's a very long prayer, but I'll just read a portion of it. It said he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, "Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel according to all that he has promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promises which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant." Again, the verification that the word of God is true and absolute. He's not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. And he goes on to pray, and he said in verse 59, "And let these my words wherewith I have made supplication before the Lord be nigh unto the Lord our God day and night, that he may maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel at all times, as the matter shall require." And here's why: that all the people of the earth may know that the Lord is God and that there is none else. Verse 61, "Let your heart therefore be perfect with the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as at this day." And then it goes on to say he began to offer sacrifices, peace offerings, huge amounts of animal sacrifices to commemorate the fulfillment of this heart's desire that his father David had, and said, "No, David, you can't build it, but your son Solomon will." So we see that God is giving us an understanding that our hearts can be perfect. God emphasizes the condition of the heart. We see that in the prayer that I just shared with you. And later on in the book, the Word of God speaks of Solomon's life, his actions, and also Jeroboam, that his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. Now, when we talk about growing in the knowledge of God, God not only wants us to listen to what he said to us recorded in the Word of God, but to listen to the prompting of the Holy Spirit, who dwells within the spirit of every believer. He wants us to be obedient and to have a two-way communication. We know God always hears our prayers, that we have to ask God to give us a hearing ear, to be yielded, to be sensitive, to be responsive to the Spirit of God. Communication, let's face it, you can talk until you're blue in the face, but if someone doesn't have ears to hear you, there's not a communication. It requires interaction. Isn't that right? And the Word of the Lord says in, Jeremiah 18 and 6, this is the word of the Lord speaking, "O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter?" Remember, the Lord had directed Jeremiah to go to the potter's house. "Can't I do with you as this potter's doing with a clay vessel?" says the Lord. "Behold, as clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel." And of course, in order to perfect, a perfect vessel, if you will, for the potter, that clay has to be malleable, yielded, can't be hard and dried, but it's got to respond to the hands, the forming of the potter. So our response is not only important, it's imperative. It's absolutely required. You know, we can't talk to inanimate objects. Well, we could possibly, but they're not going to respond. It takes a living creature, even animals. They may not speak to us with a vocabulary. There was an exception, however. Remember Balaam's donkey? The Lord opened its mouth. But they certainly respond. And if you have pets, they respond by even facial expressions, by their body movements, by their actions, and they can, you know, bark, meow, do whatever, but they have various ways of communicating. And so that's important in communication. There's responsiveness, there's sensitivity, there's yieldedness, which are all wonderful characteristics in themselves. This is what is important. Why is God dealing with the heart of man, with our hearts? Well, he's wanting to instill awareness and understanding of his ways, of his character, of his will. And this is done in a love relationship. It's not a big, powerful God standing over us with a club. I mean, he certainly could do that, but that's not his way. He wants us to reach out to him in love. And, of course, he has ways he can make you wish you had obeyed the word of the Lord, because there's consequences if you don't. And sometimes it's through pain and being disheartened and all the consequences of sin, which that's how, you know, that's we're being chastised, just like old Israel. They suffered their consequences of serving false gods, idolatry. They fell into bondage. They were defeated by their enemies. But if they obeyed the Lord, God fought for them. He wanted them to be the head and not the tail, that they would lend to many nations, not have to borrow. But disobedience, just as it did for them, will rob us of the wonderful blessings and opportunities and abilities that God gives to us. And so he wants to instill awareness and understanding of his ways. And so he wants interaction with us. And the logical conclusion of this dynamic interaction is obedience. Now, let me turn to scripture to illustrate this. If you have your Bibles, if you're able to, we're going to go to Psalm 40. And there's so many favorite passages I have, but it's David begins by saying he wasn't in a good place. He said, "I've waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry." Where was he at the time? Well, he describes it as a horrible pit. Oh, he brought me up also. Are you acquainted with that? I know I have been in my life. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. He goes on to praise God. He said, "Many," in verse 5, "are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward." See, he's including all of God's people, not just himself. "They cannot be reckoned up or counted in order unto thee." And then he goes on in verse 6, "Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required." And of course, actually, they were under the old covenant. But he was presenting the foreshadowing of this relationship that was just as on the road to Emmaus, the Lord was opening up the hearts and understanding of those two disciples that there is a better way. It is a way of love and obedience. Verse 7, "Then said I, Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart." Hallelujah. Praise God. And so the universe, when we look at the natural universe, well, we're dealing with inanimate objects, with the various forms of matter that God has created. The universe is in harmony to the natural laws of God. Why? They obey the law of God. That's just the way God created them. Rocks obey gravity. If you drop a rock, it will obey the law, God's law of gravity. It will fall to the ground. And so, beloved, if the natural universe is in harmony at this point because of the laws of God, there's a time coming when he's going to create a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. But at this point in time, as God's people, there's no better alternative than God. That's just the way it is. As for God, his way is perfect. And you don't find anything better than the way of the Lord. It is the way of joy, the way of peace, the way of perfection, the way of blessing. And we find our perfect example in Jesus. The Word of God tells us we know there was no sin in him. He had to have a perfect lamb. Remember the Israelites when they were offering their doves or lambs or whatever it was, they had to be perfect without blemish. That was the only thing that would be acceptable to God. And so none of us from Adam onward, Adam and Eve, there was no man that was, the sin separated us. That was the consequence of that original rebellion and disobedience. And he needed a perfect sacrifice. And that's what John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." He always obeyed and did those things that pleased the Father. Praise God. Well, my time has flown, and we'll continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. I pray you can be with us. If not, you can always listen to the broadcast on our website, unveilchrist.org. They are there at your listening convenience. Praise God. As always, I give you an invitation to write and share your prayer needs. Over the decades, so many have been blessed by this ministry of correspondence and prayer. And also, if you desire, you can be on the monthly letter I send out, which is designed to encourage, uplift, and bless you with the word of the Lord and with Scripture. I love you. I thank you for your prayer support. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.